We go to news now on America's biggest purveyor of groceries and the First Lady's campaign to improve children's eating habits. Walmart has announced a 5-year effort to make healthy food more accessible and affordable around the country. At a kickoff news conference, the First Lady said the company's move has the potential to transform the entire food marketplace. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Michelle Obama says her push to make healthier food more widely available is rooted in her own experience not so long ago, before she became First Lady, when she was just another busy working mom.
I remember standing in aisle after aisle in the grocery store, searching high and low for the best options for my family, feeling so frustrated by how the healthy choice wasn't necessarily the affordable choice.
Walmart thinks it can change that. Senior Vice President Andrea Thomas says in the next 5 years, Walmart will work with suppliers to reduce the salt and added sugar in thousands of prepared foods. Standing in front of a display case filled with gleaming fruits and vegetables yesterday, Thomas said Walmart is also using its supply chain know-how to shave costs off healthy items so eating right doesn't have to be more expensive.
For instance, we're building more direct relationships with farmers. We believe we can save Americans who shop at Walmart approximately $1 billion per year on fresh fruits and vegetables.
Walmart will also develop a label to point shoppers to foods it considers healthy. And it's promising to build new stores in neighborhoods where food options are currently limited. The initiative coincides with Walmart's push into new urban markets, including Washington, D.C. Michelle Obama says the benefits aren't limited to a single retail chain.
When big companies like Walmart make changes like this, that doesn't just affect the food sold in Walmart. It affects the products that suppliers make and sell in grocery stores all across this country.
As the nation's biggest retailer, Walmart's already used its clout to change the way suppliers package and price their products. Nutritionist Barry Popkin at the University of North Carolina says the company can use that same leverage to make food makers cut down on salt and sugar.
They have the technology, they have the will and desire, and if Walmart says, we want you to do it, it will happen.
Popkin adds it will be important to monitor Walmart's actual results. Over the last 30 years, he says, the cheapest calories have often come from sugary soft drinks and salty snacks. Walmart could encourage customers to eat better simply by making healthy items more affordable.
Cost and price matters to all of America.
Sarah Palin and others have mocked the First Lady's campaign, saying children's nutrition should be left to parents, not the government. Michelle Obama insists her conservative critics have it all wrong.
It's not about government telling people what to do. That's not what this is about. It's about each of us in our own families, in our own communities, standing up and demanding more for our kids. And it's about companies like Walmart answering that call.
That answer may not sway Walmart's critics, including the union representing workers at competing grocery stores. During the campaign, President Obama himself criticized Walmart for low wages and benefits. A White House spokesman explained the new embrace of the company yesterday, saying lots has happened since 2007. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.